You're listening to the Rude Awakening Show podcast.
We've got Pat Sendejas is joining us right now, the author of Live Your Life on Purpose. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good morning. Am I speaking to Bulldog Coach or Big Al?
All three. This is Bulldog, and that was Coach, and there's Big Al. So you have all of us.
Nice to meet you both.
All three of us.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a pleasure to meet you too, Pat. Pat, tell us about this. Live your life on purpose. Discover your feng shui personality type. I'm quite interested in this.
Well, it's pretty exciting. It's a I studied design and architecture for years, and someone gave me a book on feng shui, and this is the traditional feng shui that the Chinese studied cycles in nature thousands of years.
What is feng shui exactly?
Feng shui is energy. It's actually a nature science, and they look at the way cycles occur in nature and productive cycles like fire burns and replenishes the earth, and then metal comes out of the earth, and metal supports water, and water supports wood and trees, and wood makes fire burn. So it's like a cycle of energy in nature, and then they want to see how mankind can be in harmony with nature. So the more they studied these cycles, the more they got more familiar about how different people relate based on when they're born to different cycles, different elements in nature. So I actually do consultations on homes or commercial buildings to take a compass reading and see what energy was captured when the building was actually built during a 20-year cycle.
The energy would be captured
when the roof goes on. It's kind of which way the building faces. Uh-huh. The roof goes on when it was built, and what's going on during that 20-year cycle is kind of consciousness that gets captured kind of and sits in the building like musical chairs. There's energy in each spot, and then we are attracted to that different types of energy. Like people who want power and authority end up having their desk in the most powerful corner of the building. Someone else may be a teacher. They may create a house that has energy for creativity and teaching in the heart of the house. It's just remarkable. I never knew this existed, and I was so surprised.
No, I never knew either.
Often they talk about the other kind of fast food feng shui, which is our kind of Americanized version is like the marriage corner and the love corner. That's not something the traditional feng shui actually takes into account. It's more these numbers related to years and cycles, like 1 through 9 are a 9-year cycle. And we have, like right now this year, we have separation in the southwest. It's just an energy that's visiting for 2013. And when 9/11 hit, we had separation in the northeast during that year. So it's like a yearly visiting energy because things always change and are constantly changing. But for thousands of years, they study these cycles. And after separation, the next year comes wealth and fame. So we know when 9/11 was in 2001, the next year was wealth and fame. They built monuments. They had lots of money coming in. So it was pretty remarkable how these cycles just keep repeating every 9 years.
Okay, but can't you take some of these things and make them fit?
My goodness. Yes.
Come on. I mean, come on. Seriously. Yeah. I'm not trying to discount this, but I'm just saying it's easy to say that,
Sure. I agree. I said, gee, this is so interesting. After design and architecture, I want to study this. So I started going to school and studying it with a man who was born in China. When he was 6, he was picked to do this for years. And it's very secretive. And I said what you said. Oh, come on. You can make anything fit this.
Sure.
I totally felt the same way. And then I started going back and reading all my houses and seeing different things that had occurred in our life and went, wow, there's something to this. So I understand how you feel.
Well, in the book, it says live your life on purpose. Discover your feng shui personality and the people and spaces that support you. How do I discover my feng shui personality?
Well, I would love to chart you if we could do it on the air, if you don't mind. It's very fun.
Okay.
And I think you'll find that it hits right on. Most
okay.
people say it does. I need your month and year of birth.
10/29/62.
Good.
Okay.
Lord. That was a long time ago.
Let me
punch him in the face, okay. will you, please?
I'll punch you right in the mouth.
Okay. This is you'll enjoy this, and you tell me what you think. Your element would be an earth, and yin is your energy, which makes you a great listener. You're called Mother Hen because you're the nurturer, and that's probably why you do so many fundraisers on your show, because you care about everyone else. You're the earth yin element, that you love earth. Fire supports you, so fire would be barbecues, cooking, 4th of July fireworks, candles, fireplaces, sitting outside by a campfire, because fire replenishes the earth. But you're the one that's the international person that's relating to more people than most, because you're like Mother Earth, and you're the yin energy, which is quieter and softer, and you connect with everyone. No, none of the other signs have as good a connection and compassion for every other person.
So now you say this. Now, is it true? I don't know, but of course, I'd love that to be true. Wouldn't that be great to be that?
Yeah.
I don't know if I am.
Well, I had a young man who, one of my client's sons, who was at Harvard.
I want you to tell me something really bad about somebody.
Yeah.
Like Big Al, give your day, and then just rip them to shreds. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so go ahead. What were you saying about this guy at Harvard? Sorry.
Well, he was like you. His parents sent him to Harvard, and he was nurturing all the other students.
Yeah.
And they called me, and they said, we're bringing him home and putting him in Pepperdine because he just takes care of everybody, and he doesn't do his studies. And I said, I'm sorry, but that's who he is. You bring him home to California, he's going to do the same thing.
That's almost exactly, because I went to Harvard, and then I had to transfer to Yale because I was doing the same thing.
Oh,
wow.
Interesting.
That's
true. Wow. Yeah. What a coincidence.
I know. It's a wow is what's really amazing. Now, you support metal, which means you may work on cars, or you may do a lot of bike riding or work out at a gym because you're the parent of metal.
Sure.
But what really gives you your power is water. Because Earth is like a sandbag, and it blocks water and guides it and directs it. So you might want to go on a cruise, or you might want to be by the water, or go to the lake fishing. Somewhere for water takes your power back.
Okay.
The big question is...
I'm a water guy.
Is it?
That's true.
I'm the key master. Are you the gatekeeper?
Zool.
Go Zool.
I am Zool. Okay, yeah. Now give her your date. See, let's do somebody else in here. Coach, you're always a fun one to
okay.
Figure this guy out here, will you? Again, we're speaking with Pat Sendejas. The book is called Live Your Life on Purpose, Discover Your Feng Shui Personality, the People and Spaces That Support You. Go ahead, Coach. What's your date?
June 27th, 1988.
What?
Great.
88?
And what's
wait, give him the towel. He's wet behind his ears.
Yeah.
They take this so seriously that they matched marriages in China this way. Okay, let me tell you, Coach.
Well, you're saying, what about marriages? Is this marriage in his future? Is that what you said?
They actually match marriages according to the system in China.
Okay. He's getting engaged. This is almost spot on already.
This will be good. We'll do your fiance. But, okay, same as Princess Di, let me tell you.
Crashed underneath same as Prince.
He's gonna die in a car.
You crashed
accident?
In a terrible accident. Oh my God!
No, same personality. And what this is very interesting too. Your wood yang, so you're very outgoing and making things happen. You are a good talker and you good presenter, but you're kind, generous, and secretive. And you are a great business confidant. You support businesses very well. And philanthropic work, just like Princess Di, generous, very generous. But you could see how secretive she was. And very kind and generous. That's the wood yangs. And your element is wood, so that would be, growing up, you'd want to go out and climb trees or be out in the forest or walk in the grass or... know.
This isn't 100%
accurate.
Are
you sure? I'm not the one with the forest in my yes. life? Because I grew up in the forest. But okay,
you do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, go ahead.
You may have had his fiance's stuff yeah. instead of his there, because okay. yeah.
Now, when you say kind and generous, are you sure? Check that again, because
you may
turn. I'll tell you, he throws nickels like sewer covers. So the generosity part, being philanthropic,
gotta save.
He's nowhere near Princess Di there.
So. Well, I think being on your show, I've looked and I've seen what kind of great goodwill you do for
that's me. That's not him. He actually is like, why do I always have to do this? He never wants to do anything.
Well, also his element is thunder. So he'll get upset quickly. And
that's
then
gas. I think it's gas. It's not thunder.
Look at these. Okay.
And you'll say, I thought you were upset. No, I just told you how I felt. And also throat and feet are his strong parts because he can think on his feet really quickly. But when he gets upset or stressed, that it'll hit the throat or the feet.
I got to tell you, Pat, you couldn't be more opposite in this one.
No. He does think on his feet.
Yeah, well,
he's a thinker, but it gets caught up in his throat because I can see it puts a lump in his throat. It doesn't necessarily come through,
but
he bottles it all up, and then he puts that lump in his throat, and he can't talk.
In his defense, he is planning an engagement.
Oh, can we chart?
Yes, please.
Oh,
chart.
Go ahead.
Chart away. Go ahead.
Give me your...
July 1st, 1987.
1987. And I'm going to assume this is a woman, right?
Yes.
Why do you this?
Think you're gay?
Everybody does everybody that. Whenever we gay. Do this, they all think you're... Okay, I'm gay. Whatever.
Maybe. Wait, no, the fake interview thought I was gay.
All right, so let's go ahead. Pair them up.
Okay, so she's yin, you're yang. She is just like Bulldog. She's the earth yin. She's the nurturer, the mother hen. She really, you know... Takes care of people. And
which one's ebony and which one's ivory?
And what she's in now, here we go. She's West Group. You're in East Group.
Uh-oh.
So this is where the house comes in. We're looking at, one of you is going to be supported by the house. And we've got bed directions, too, that help you sleep better. But one of you's East Group and one you're...
What's the bet she's going to get her way on whichever way the bet goes?
Okay. Does it matter if they rent?
No. Oh, okay. No, whatever building you're in.
Okay.
So one will have a very supportive career because if the house supports that person, their career or their health or most things fall in place easier for them. And the person who's not supported by the house because they're an East or a West group will be outdoors more. So... And sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes people, you know, want to go to work somewhere else and their office and their building supports them. And the other person wants to stay at home and raise a family or do things out of their home. So it can be very compatible. But you are opposite. One's an East group and one's a West.
So we're compatible.
What? Not at all.
Well, what brings you together?
Like oil and water.
Yeah.
Compatible? Not so much.
And what will bring you together? I spoke to a young man who was taking courses in design, and he was married to a doctor. Same combination. One was a wood and one was an earth, and they were totally opposite. And so what would bring them together would be fire. Because fire
you're fired.
Reduces
your... Oh, okay, wrong fire.
They're separate. They're drawn together by cubic zirconia.
Okay. All right, hey, you know what, Pat? This is fascinating. Unfortunately, we need to run, but I want to put the book out there again. Live Your Life on Purpose. Discover your feng shui personality. So once we get your book, will we be able to figure this out from the dates? It'll be in there for us?
You will.
Okay.
All the dates are in there, and the house types and floor plans and tips on the environment for, you know, capturing energy and creating more wealth. A lot of great things in it, so I hope you really enjoy it.
Okay, well, I certainly enjoyed our conversation. Thanks for taking the time with us this morning, and good luck with the book.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
And can I mention my website?
Yeah, absolutely.
MakeRoomForTheMagic.com.
MakeRoomForTheMagic.com.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pat.
And have a great week.
You too. Thanks.
Thank Thank you for listening to the Rood Awakening Show podcast. The Rood Awakening Show is recorded in the studios at WOCM in Ocean City, Maryland. Tune in weekday mornings to Ocean 98.1 or online at iRiRadio.com from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have any questions or comments about the show or the podcast, please send an email to bulldog@iRiRadio.com. And please leave feedback in the iTunes Music Store. This has been a presentation of the Best of Rock, Ocean 98.